Potatoes. We grow them here in the Northwest, and we definitely love to eat them.
But what kind of potato? How many varieties can you name? Some of the staff here at KXL have lived in Idaho, and since it's supposed to be known for growing potatoes, I asked them.
Russet.
Okay.
Sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Oh, my goodness. Of course, russet, because that's what we always cook baked potatoes with or things like that. Then there's the little ones, and there's the medium ones, and then there's the larger ones.
Three. Big and brown, small and red, and small and golden.
The answer is actually...
Just in the U.S. alone, there's about 200 different varieties.
That's Bonnie Johnson with Potatoes USA. She says in South American countries, there are thousands of different varieties. Mark Pavic, professor at Washington State University, works with other potato researchers in Oregon and Idaho to come up with even more varieties. Potatoes that are easier on the soil and environment and use less water.
We're trying to reduce input into growing potatoes. That would include fertilizers, irrigation water, pesticides, and such. And then also, we're trying to get them to have more disease resistance so that they'll survive longer in storage or in the store and have a great experience with the consumer. But one example would be we have a potato that's really efficient with water, and you can grow higher yields with less water. The problem with bringing in a new potato like that is you have to get the market familiar with the potato before they accept it. So it takes quite a few years. Also, another example is the most common russet type variety that's out there is russet Burbank. And it is one of these potatoes that has a lot of problems with disease, and it'll rot in the field and also in storage more often than some of the newer varieties. And so it takes more inputs to keep that one going. But the advantage of that potato is that it's been a long storage variety, and it'll store long into the next year. And so it's still around primarily because of that.
And how do we eat them? Well, we fry them, and we boil them, mash them, and stick them in a stew. Johnson and Pavic say potatoes get a pretty bad rap.
It's true. So as a registered dietitian, it is one of my pet peeves because they're a nutrition powerhouse, actually. The vitamin C is higher than a tomato, more potassium than a banana. We've got B6, we've got folate, fiber, and the complex carbohydrates that everybody is looking for. And there are very, very healthy ways that you can prepare them.
A lot of people get their potatoes through french fries, and french fries are great, but you need to do it in moderation. If you're eating french fries every day, it's probably not great for you. Also, with baked potatoes, a lot of people put sour cream and butter as well. And then, yeah, there are healthy ways of eating potatoes, but, you know, if you're going to load on the heavy stuff in moderation, it'd be the best.
You know, I have an all-foods-fit philosophy of nutrition, and if you're going to have french fries, I say really enjoy them, just don't enjoy them every day.
That sounds good. Just everything in moderation, and if you're enjoying them the correct way, it sounds like potatoes can be maybe more healthy than we know.
Yeah, you always give them a bad rap. You think, you know, they're so bad for you. They're starch.
It's because of that carbs thing, right?
They're good for you, though, if you don't, you know, doctor them up too much.